The cost of wisdom. The cost of wisdom. Where do you go to purchase a cup full of wisdom? Sometimes I need a whole gallon. What does it cost? The truth is, there is no store where you can go and buy it. In fact, you can't even go to a wise person and buy it from them. The things in life that are truly valuable cannot be bought with money.
That's right.
If you can buy it with money, it will one day burn up. In fact, you may even lose it before that happens. But the things that we cannot buy with money are worth acquiring. So, wisdom is one of those things. It's one of those things we can't buy with money, but they do have a price.
Yeah.
Wisdom does cost something. Solomon said in Proverbs 23, verse 23, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." So back to the question, what does it cost to buy wisdom? It clearly has a lot of value. And here in Proverbs chapter 1, in verse 5, the Bible says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, it has more value than we even know. And Lord, I pray that tonight you will help us to get a clearer glimpse, a clearer view of your word and the wisdom that only you can provide.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you would help me to say what I should, guide my words, and I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Solomon was more acquainted with wisdom than anybody ever, before and after him. God blessed him with a wealth of wisdom uncomparable to any person that ever lived before him or after him.
Right.
He was so wise, he literally took the breath away of Queen Sheba. The Bible says that she just couldn't even understand, get her mind around his wisdom.
Yes.
She traveled for miles and miles and miles and brought with her, in our day and time, millions of dollars to give to him as a gift, and to have the opportunity to see just how wise this guy really is. And when she did, she finally left and said, "What they told me didn't really cover it all. It just is, his wisdom is beyond understanding." And that was a man. Imagine the wisdom of God that you and I have access to.
Amen.
We're talking about something that is so valuable that everybody wants it, but needs it even more.
That's good, true.
This thing of having wisdom can very possibly save your life. One day. It can certainly save your marriage.
Amen.
Your business. A valuable relationship with a lifelong friend. It can even save your health. Wisdom is valuable. If you ever get some wisdom and use it, you will like it so much that you'll want to go get some more. That's what Solomon said right here in verse 5. One of the most valuable things that wisdom will teach us is that we don't have enough of it. And really need to attain more. Wise people don't have all the answers. When you read verse 5, it indicates that wise people are looking for more wisdom.
Right.
It makes us wonder sometimes when we see people who appear to have none aren't looking for it. It also makes me wonder why sometimes when I'm running pretty dry on it, how come I'm not looking for it any more than I am? But it's evident here in this verse that Solomon gave us that wise people are looking to gain more wisdom. They have had a taste of it. They like the benefits of it. They like the fact that it draws them closer to God. Wise people don't have all the answers. If they did, they wouldn't be looking for more wisdom. When it comes to wisdom, we'll never arrive. There's no such thing as having enough. The tank never gets full. So back to the original question, what's it cost? Can I afford it? The answer is yes, you and I can afford it. We already have the resource, the cover, the cost of wisdom. No one is too poor to buy it.
Amen.
Solomon says in this verse that we just read, a wise man will hear. Hear what? He doesn't just hear anything from anybody. A wise person deliberately seeks to spend time with people wiser than themselves. I remember back when I was a young man, I had just gotten saved, and the Lord made it clear to me that my best friend did not need to be my best friend anymore. And the Lord gave him that same revelation. In fact, that's what he told me. He said, I can see right now our friendship is coming to an end. When he said that, I said nothing. But I found myself sitting at the table with about a 65-year-old man, pretty regular. I called him Papa Charlie. And he would say things, and I would listen to him and think, man, that's smart. Why didn't I think of that? I thought I was smart. And I would learn things. Every time I spent time with him, it was productive. Every time I spent time with my best friend, it was fun. But not productive. When I spent time with my 65-year-old friend, it wasn't really fun, but it was always productive. Sometimes gaining wisdom may not be fun,
Amen.
But it'll always be productive. A wise person deliberately seeks out other wise people to gain wisdom from.
Yeah.
They ask for advice or help. They humble themselves and admit that they don't have all the answers and that they need help. That costs something. Something that also has value to us.
Amen.
That's our pride.
Amen.
Pride is quite valuable to us to the point that we buy it every day. We go to great extents to hide our shortcomings, amplify our accomplishments, conceal our failures, and put on a fake front that denotes the idea that we have it all together. And refuse to ask for help.
Amen.
So in order to buy wisdom, we have to sell our pride. Both have value to us. It's a shame that our pride does have value to us.
Amen.
But it does. Or we wouldn't spend so much time and effort and money protecting it. So in order to buy wisdom, we have to sell our pride, admit our failures, confess our faults to each other. Yes, we need to confess our sin to God. But James says in chapter 5 that confessing our faults to each other produces healing. That's not spiritual healing. And if you don't think so, just read the 4 or 5 verses preceding this one. It's talking about physical healing. Read it for yourself, James chapter 5. In order to buy wisdom, we have to sell our pride, admit our sin, and ask for help. That leads me to another question. Are you willing to make that purchase? There's another cost when buying wisdom. That's time. Time is valuable. There's a man by the name of George Will. He said, "The future has a way of arriving unannounced." Zig Ziglar said this, "People often complain about the lack of time when lack of direction is the real problem." William Penn said, "Time is what we want most, but what we use worst." Ben Franklin. This one has a little bit of humor to it. "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of."
Amen.
Albert Einstein said, "The only reason for time is that everything, so that everything doesn't happen at once." There was a man at Camp Tracy, he was in his 80s, and I sneezed one time in his presence, then I sneezed again. And then a third time. That's typically how I do it. I don't know about you, but for some reason, I just have to sneeze 3 times. And he looked at me, he says, "Aren't you glad that all 3 of them didn't come out all at the same time? You would have probably exploded." Time is one of those things that we don't give proper credit to. If we did, we would change some of the things that we're not doing. It takes time to seek wisdom in the pages of God's Word. Valuable time. It takes time to go to that person of wisdom and sit quietly at their feet, listening, asking questions. Takes time. In order to spend that time seeking wisdom, you have to sacrifice the time that you wanted to sleep, watch TV, me time, scroll on social media, and even work. You have to sacrifice something. There's a trade-off. The question is, are you willing to make that trade-off? Wisdom does cost something, and you already have the funds, the resources to buy it. Are you willing to pay the price? If pride and me time is more valuable to you than wisdom, then you're not going to make the purchase. So here's my challenge. Make the commitment to trade your pride and some of your time for wisdom. And then tell somebody of your commitment. The term for that is accountability. Because it's just as soon as you tell them, you know that they know. And that they may come back to you and say, well, did you do it? By the way, we need that. We need accountability. We don't like it. We don't want people questioning us. We don't want people checking on us. I mean, I can handle this. That sounds like the voice of pride, not wisdom. Wisdom says, I need help. Amen. I can't do this on my own. And I need you to check on me.
Amen.
That's wisdom. Amen. Are you willing to buy it? Make the commitment. And then tell somebody that you made the commitment. Mm. Explain to them how you're going to do that. What you're going to sacrifice. And then ask them to hold you accountable. Mm. We need more wisdom.
Amen.
I sure do.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, in your word, there is wisdom. Lord, I pray that you would help us to see the value of it. Lord, help us to see the value of spending time with you. Lord, I pray that you would help us to crucify our flesh, crucify our pride, and buy the wisdom that only you can provide. Lord, we need it. We need you. And I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 481. 481.